Good morning. I'm Peter Inch, along with Steve Gilbert. We are the co-hosts of the Inch by Inch, the Home Comfort Show, presented by Peter Inch and Associates Heating and Air Conditioning. We thank you for listening today and hope you'll be able to listen every Saturday morning from 9 to 10 as we provide you, our listeners, with some information about heating, air conditioning, and a little bit about curling. But most important, we'd love to answer your questions, so please send them in to inchbyinch@peterinch.ca, and we will answer them on the next Saturday show. How's Mr. Gilbert?
I'm good, thank you.
Volunteers for the Brier are up to 82% filled.
Oh, so we so only have...
want a volunteer.
Now you better get on it. Yeah. Better come and see us. Yes.
And tickets, of course, are on sale. You can even get the championship weekend.
Still.
And next Saturday, we're going to be down at
Ribfest.
And so you'll be able to give the street curling a try if
again,
you'd like.
Yes. And from Sunfest to Ribfest, here we come.
Make sure that everybody's happy and enjoying that.
I'll be happy if I'm just sitting there eating ribs, actually.
Well, you'll get a chance. You better order them, come back and work street curling, and then go pick them up. Because
but then they'll be gone. So we'll have jumped in line and taken my ribs.
Well, there's usually a line up there, that's for sure.
Yeah.
And we're up to 617 people, so we're up 4 from last week.
617, pushing to 1,000. Let's go, people.
So we want to make sure we get up there. Now, it's been a little hot this week.
Really hot. I mean, the sun is really intense, and then obviously with that came the humidity. So the Humidex pushed things way up, and very uncomfortable outside. I mean, I was doing an install visit the other day, and poor Jordan was outside. He was absolutely covered, like his shirt was wringing wet because it looked like he'd been caught in the rainstorm, but it wasn't. It was just the heat and humidity.
Yeah. Drink lots of water.
Yes.
Gatorade. Get some of that electrolytes back in you.
Yeah.
But it's a tough time of year for the guys out there working.
Yes.
And I was even out helping on a water heater. You know, I got the runners down, the kids in, got the pump hooked up to drain the water heater.
It's good to know that you're stepping up to help out with installation. The guys would be really thrilled about that.
I was there, and then they came. I went, okay, see you. I got there a little earlier than them due to truck troubles, so we were working through that.
That's good.
The thunderstorms have rolled through. I've seen some people have had power outages.
Yeah, there's been some really severe weather. You know, a lot of tornado warnings in the area, and that's pretty critical. So, you know, pay attention to that. My phone went off last night with an alert and saying that there's a tornado warning in the area. So just be mindful of those things, and, you know, that they send those out for a reason. So... don't be caught in one.
My phone went off.
Yep.
My TV went off.
Yep.
And then my home phone went off.
Your home phone? Yep. How does that work?
Well, it phoned. I answered it, and it says there's a tornado warning in your... I'm thinking, really?
apparently they wanted to get your attention.
Yeah. They figure the people who have home phones don't have cell phones.
That could be. Yeah. They got to cover all bases.
But I got notified 3 times, and I'm still looking outside for the tornado. But
nice.
So didn't. Yeah. But that will help green up the golf course a little bit. So Hickory Ridge, you know, my balls won't run as far as they've been running, and won't have as good a score as I've been getting.
It's true, and clearly my phone was working, so that was a good thing.
Yeah. Well, what happened to your phone, Steve? What happens when you're in a kayak?
Well, you know, sometimes when you're in a kayak and you get a little adventurous, sometimes, you know, things happen. And I was in Port Bruce upriver, and actually quite a ways. I was about 8 kilometers upriver, and things kind of tightened down then. So, I just, in one particular part of the river, I upset the kayak. And that means I roll over. So, yeah, and then when I got out... and I'm standing there up to my chest in water, I realized my phone was nowhere to be found. So little did I know that the Samsung S20 is waterproof, and like it sat at the bottom of the river for at least 10 minutes until I finally stepped on it because I was looking for it. I finally stepped on it and found it and picked it up, and lo and behold, it still works. Isn't that amazing? It's still, right?
Amazing for you.
Yeah, and it actually was kind of nice. I cooled myself off. Yeah, everything worked great after that, yeah.
So let's picture this. You play baseball, and you get a concussion.
Yes, yeah.
You kayak, you almost drowned.
No.
Because you flipped it over. And you know.
I mean, if you're in a kayak and you don't flip it over, then you're not kayaking. I mean, it's just one of those things. That's why they're called kayak. I mean, they can be tippy, and you just I mean, it's great. I mean, it was refreshing, actually. Quite refreshing. Except for the part about the phone. Yeah, that was a bit disheartening.
And I'm sweating it out at Muralfest while you're paddling and getting cooled off in the water.
And staying in shape. Yes, exactly. Yeah, physical fitness. That's what I'm
all about. I was throwing those rocks.
You were curling game. You were under the tent having ice cream when I showed up. What are you talking about?
Well, it just happened to be an ice cream vendor there.
Yes.
And I thought, I would get a small one, but I thought they'd only fill it up to the top of the cup.
Oh, so you ordered the large.
So I ordered the large, but little did I know it was the cup plus that much more. But it was a nice strawberry sundae. I enjoyed it. And two other people went and got it after I got mine. So.
Well, when I showed up, I ran into Ray and Mary Parks, saw them. And then I also had the opportunity to stop by Smoking Shazzy's and had myself a sausage and then had an ice cream.
Yeah, and I see he's out and about, whether he's at Home Hardware or different places. So yeah. Make sure you get out and try it.
And then I had the opportunity to play Laura Neal, the half of our mixed doubles team that we sponsor, and I promptly won that game.
You sure? I think she won.
No, she did not win.
That's what I posted.
Oh, did you? Yeah, I'm sure you did post that, but that's not what happened.
No, it was, and it was a little sticky.
Yes.
Than the when we had it down at Sunfest. I think it's starting to get wore in, you might
say. That the humidity affected it. Who knows, right? Yes.
Yeah, but because we were on pavement, downhill.
And I still, but I got my draw weight. I was good. Yeah.
So hopefully at Ribfest we'll be on pavement or cement as well, make it a little more level.
Yes. It'll be good.
No, it was a lot of fun. And the mural at the Curling Club in St. Thomas just looked fabulous.
Awesome.
It's not my art.
Not your taste of art?
Art, but they did a great job. And it's got to be 100 feet long.
Did you get some people have been complimenting you?
We've had people compliment. We even had vendors say that was a great time that they had there. A lot of fun. Everybody was friendly, and they really enjoyed being a vendor. There was a couple of people, so it was great. I was happy the way it went.
I didn't stay that long. I mean, I was gone all morning kayaking, and then I had to go home
and
wash my kayak off, get all the silt off it, and
And then go for a nap?
No, I didn't. No, I didn't go for a nap. I had stuff to do, cut the grass, that kind of stuff. Yeah,
the grass. How big is your?
Have a shower because I had to get.
You kind of blew off the grass there. Now your backyard is rock because you filled that all in with
because the dogs. Yes.
So your front yard would be what?
It's probably about as big as a boardroom table.
And so how do you cut it?
I got to get the weed whipper out. I got to get my lawnmower out. It takes time.
Is it gas or electric?
Electric.
Electric.
I drive a hybrid car. I have an electric lawnmower and an electric weed whipper.
And a 100-foot extension cord? Or what?
No, it's battery. It's charged.
Oh, it's battery?
Yeah.
Oh, okay.
Even my lawnmower's battery. It works great.
Yeah? Yeah. What brand?
Ryobi.
Okay.
Nice try. Yeah. Once you go electric, you just got to start changing everything.
Yeah. Well, I'll just stick.
You'll stick with your gas. I know. I know you will. I know.
When we're not on the radio, you can reach us at 226-499-3752 or always online at peterinch.ca. And we will be right back after these short messages. Well, welcome back to the Inch by Inch Home Comfort Show, presented by Peter Inch and Associates Heating and Air Conditioning. We've got some questions that have come in. We've had, I took a call on, what night was it, Tuesday night, from a customer who their air conditioner had iced up in all that hot weather, and they said it was just, you know, it was working fine up until then. So we asked them to check their filter.
Right.
And unfortunately, the filter was plugged.
And that caused a problem with their air conditioner.
And so they had to turn that off for 24 hours.
Yes.
And which they weren't very happy with. And they had a special needs child that needed air conditioning. But I said, if you don't do this, you're going to be right back to the situation you're in.
Right.
So,
I mean, the importance just of filters, right? And not just that. Craig was out the other day doing an AC maintenance, and it had side panels on, and you can't tell how dirty that air conditioner was, but it was completely matted with debris that it pulled in through those louvers, and you can't see it, so you think it's fine, but that it's like having a plug filter. Your air conditioner just can't do anything with the heat, and you end up with a freeze up.
Well, and even the after I installed that water heater, you know, I put the whole thing in myself.
Yes, yes. That's what the guy said, yes.
I went over to the other install to drop Kenny off, and they had pulled the, what I call the green monster, a little keep right.
Great keep right units, yes.
And I looked at it, and the coil was plugged.
Yeah.
And I just said to the guys, this is why that air conditioner has broken down.
Yeah.
Is the coils get covered, nobody cleans it. It was under a great big bush. I think they had to trim half the bush away to put the new unit in. But it's in an area you'd never go to.
Right. So it's not something you walk by and see on a regular basis, so you don't think about cleaning it, right? Yes.
But you should, you know, almost once a month go over and give it a wash. And,
yes.
You know, even on the ones that have the louvers on.
Yes.
You try to shoot up into it and wash it down a little bit to get it, and especially if you live by trees that give a lot of fluff off.
Yeah.
You know, when we were golfing, you'd be walking down the fairway and it looked like it was snowing.
Yes.
Just from the pollen and everything coming off.
All the tree fluff, yes.
So definitely check that. Give it a good wash. We want to make sure that.
And you know, and when it's not so hot, those air conditioners can kind of limp along. But once the heat really hits, I mean, it'll cripple them. And another lady, same thing, had a freeze up. But then when Josh went out, it was a refrigeration problem. So she needed to replace it.
Now we've kind of talked about this, but it says we are visiting your company's display at Sunfest a few weeks ago. And by the way, love those flashy shirts.
Yes, the flashy shirts.
The staff was wearing. And our kids, for the first time, were introduced to curling. Will you have your inflatable curling rink at any other events this summer? They want a sibling playoff.
So, as we were saying before, we are going to be at Ribfest next weekend. And that's going to be the long weekend. So that's the weekend. It's even on Monday, August 1st. So it's an extended weekend. So we will be at Ribfest. We will have the inflatable curling game there. And so, and I expect we will be just as busy at Ribfest as we were at Sunfest.
And then we're going to visit out in the country.
We're
going
to go to Dorchester to Pet Fest.
Yeah, yes. I think it's August 20th.
Yeah, so if you've got pets, and I don't think your children count as pets, maybe you do. And then you can come to Pet Fest, and the curling display will be there as well.
And we should congratulate the Ingersoll Curling Club.
Yeah, we just got that announcement yesterday. That's great news.
Yep, they're going to have the Ontario Men's Tankard and the Ontario Women's Scotties.
2024.
So we'll have the Brier in 2023, and the next year we'll have the Ontarios in Dorchester. So.
Great news.
You know, all those Ingersoll curlers, you want to come to Pet Fest and give the outdoor rink a try?
Yeah, be great.
You know, maybe we can rent it to them.
Maybe we can.
See how, but if I win it at the patch.
Oh, right, yes.
Because after it travels around all summer and we wash it, it will then be going into the patch.
Right.
So you can play it while the briar's on, and I understand. I haven't got total confirmation because you know, if it's true, I'll be doing a practicing whenever I can on it. But they're going to have a tournament, and the winner of the tournament gets the inflatable street curling.
Is that a fact?
Yeah. So I'll have to work a little hard, make sure that I got a chance.
Hmm.
Is that called inside?
Inside training information? Could be a little inside information, but, you know, that means, you know, I can practice too.
So it will be, you know, after they close the patch down, I'll have like 6 hours before it opens up to,
yeah,
to work
at it. Yeah, but you know
what
they should do is that then, on the day of the final tournament, they bring in the new rocks.
Yeah. And everybody just throws them
everybody's
through.
Everybody's whacking them off the back, yes, because the new rocks came and the ball bearings are even faster.
Or grease them.
Or greased, yes. Yeah, just to throw, just to change the ice surface, right? Put a different pebble down and mess everybody up.
Put a deflate one.
You one know, side, it, yeah, so it's really tilted. You gotta throw that, yeah. Who knows? We'll see.
We're reading way too much into this. Had a call or email come in. It says, I noticed my humidifier. It says summer/winter. Is it important to switch it?
Yes. It really is. Otherwise, that switch wouldn't be there, for number one. But you don't want, if that is left open, then what you're doing is you're recirculating cold air around that humidifier, and instead of forcing it up through the coil. And so it's designed to only have air going through it in the wintertime when you want humidity. Otherwise, it should be left closed in the summer. So it's just one of those things you do. When you turn your air conditioner off, you should close that flap to the summer position, and then there'll be no troubles.
And it's just a little damper.
Yep.
A lot of them will have a black handle.
Yep.
That you turn. Some will have a, 3-inch metal handle.
Oh, man, you're going way back. Yes.
That's where I'm from, way back.
Yeah, okay.
But it will have a metal handle.
Welcome to 2022, where the new product has an internal damper on it. Yes, it's good.
And you just turn it.
Turn it. Summer, one winter. Says winter, one says summer.
Yeah, and this time of year, you should be getting a new humidifier pad.
Yep, get a pad, then you're all set and ready to go.
And so that you're not pulling any air through there that's, you know, getting the bacteria.
Yes.
Carried into the air. Of the
Legionella house. Virus. Yes. All that nasty stuff.
So we want to make sure we get that all clean.
Yeah.
Now, this one is, I bought a second fridge and I'm putting it close to the furnace. Is it okay to plug it into the receptacle on the furnace?
Well, only if you don't want things to work. So that receptacle, for the furnace is meant for accessories like air cleaners or condensate pumps. They're not meant for power tools or refrigerators or microwaves or anything of that nature. If you were to pop that, I mean, you're gonna the board's gonna turn off and your furnace is gonna turn off and your air conditioner is gonna turn off. It's not designed for that. It's designed for accessories. So please do not use that. Find another receptacle within your basement, because that furnace circuit is dedicated all by itself from the panel, and it's only got a 15-amp breaker, and I wouldn't do it.
And you could blow the fuse in
on
the
board.
Furnace.
Yeah, on the board, yes.
Which is not one that you can pick up at any hardware store.
No, you're going to be making a service call to have someone come out and do that.
So, and we, you know, a lot of times, people will plug the water heater in because it's right beside the furnace.
Yeah, that's a bad thing, too.
And
yeah.
If the Electrical Safety Authority comes by, they will infract that.
And not to mention, the new ones are arc fault. So, I mean, think of it this way, like everything could shut off. So your arc fault, if you had a power outage, arc fault doesn't reset, then your fridge is going to shut off and maybe you've got some food in there, which is going to spoil because it didn't reset when the furnace came back on. You think everything's hunky-dory, but then you go downstairs and you open your fridge and, whoa, what happened? Yeah.
Freezies.
Yeah, thawsies is what it is. Thawsies.
At that point. You're listening to the Inch by Inch, the Home Comfort Show, presented by Peter Inch and Associates Heating and Air Conditioning. When we're not on the radio, you can reach us at 226-499-3752. We're always online at peterinch.ca, and we will be right back. Well, welcome back to the Inch by Inch, the Home Comfort Show, presented by Peter Inch and Associates Heating and Air Conditioning. Earlier in the show, we were talking about weather and thunderstorms and power outages. What, you know, if the power is going to go out or if it's flickering, what should we do with our air conditioner?
Well, these days, it's not quite as imperative as it used to be, but I mean, if kind of like your computer system, if you knew that there was going to be lightning in the area or something going on like that, you may want to just turn it off. Like your computer, you're going to want to unplug your computer from the network just because you could get a power surge down the line, in which case there are surge protectors you can get these days which will protect that stuff. You can get panel surge protection, which protects your panel from power coming down like a lightning strike on the power line, and traveling down can really cause a lot of trouble. Can blow up computers, televisions, air conditioner compressors, all kinds of stuff can happen. So, I mean, there are panel surge protectors, which, you know, you could contact an electrician who could certainly look after that for you and put panel protection in, and that should help you. But so, you know, you could turn your air conditioner off just to stop that from happening. The thing about air conditioning is that if it's running and the power goes off and then comes back on again, if you don't have time delay, you're probably going to, the breaker probably could pop like it would on a refrigerator. So the idea is it's just to protect the compressor. Most of the new thermostats we're putting in these days are smart technology, so they have time delays built into them. So they know that if the power is off and comes back on again, that air conditioner is probably not going to start for the next 5 minutes, just so that the compression and the refrigeration lines equalizes and it doesn't, you know, your compressor just can't try to push against that pressure which is built up in the line and sometimes will pop a breaker. So
the antique ones like myself,
you'd want to turn it off.
But the newer, if you have a smart thermostat, you're probably okay with the delays that are built into them. And now if you get a lightning strike,
that's something entirely different. That can take out a whole bunch of things in your house.
And computer boards, both in the air conditioner and in the furnace,
and televisions and all that stuff. If it comes down, which is, you know, that's why one of the reasons why they want you to put things on power bars too is because there's surge protection in those. It would protect your television per se if it came down the electrical line. It would stop at the power bar and not get to your TV.
Well, and our good friend John Phones can install a whole panel surge protection in there.
That panel surge,
can protect a lot in your whole home, I guess, surge protection. So
all that stuff is available,
So it's something to look at. But just, you know, what I always say, be prepared. Make sure you know what you've got to do. You know, I unplugged my TV because I couldn't live without TV. You know, I wouldn't get, you know, Pickers and
can't
all
see
those great
can't
shows.
See Blue Bloods. Blue Blood, yes.
Yeah, all that.
It would be the end of the world.
It would be. Yes. What would I do? I mean, when Rogers went out for a day, like, holy.
Wow.
Lucky my grass needed cutting.
And your neighbor's grass. And the other neighbor's grass. Yeah, there's Peter with his riding lawnmower, burning fuel, just cutting grass.
Well, the neighbors are going to have a street party.
Are they?
Today. So, you know, after the show here, I'll be heading down, walking down the street, having a party.
Now, is it a garage sailing party? Just it's an entertainment.
It's a party to get to know. There's a bunch of new neighbors that moved in. And just
that's what a great idea that is, right?
Everybody, so they know who they are. And, you know, I'll be handing out business cards.
All right, is Tundra going to be accompanying you?
They'll go, oh, that's the guy with that dog.
With a white dog that doesn't shut up. All she does is bark all the time.
No, she's still on the City of London bylaw list, so we have to keep her inside.
The City of London bylaw list?
Yeah.
Did I miss that?
I got a letter in the mail from the City of London. That
your dog was barking?
A neighbor has complained, and they have now given them a, a book to record when it barks, and then they will determine if it is too much, and if it is, then they will ask you to remove the dog or put the dog down.
Are
or,
you absolutely serious?
Nope, that's exactly what I got.
Okay, so you don't know who the neighbor is.
No, so I'll be scoping up the neighbors.
You know, I'd be taking the dog on the let's greet the neighbor party because the person that goes, that's the dog. You know that they're the neighbor. Yeah.
So, but yeah, it's, you know, and again, you have to let the dog out sometimes. And if you just get rid of the rabbit, you know, who's ever got the rabbit that lets it run around the backyards, you know, all of a sudden she runs out and sees the rabbit and starts barking. So
yeah, or a squirrel.
Yeah. So now I try to go out and scare the rabbit away, you know, and then let her out. And then she's sniffing and doesn't bark.
You just need a slingshot, right?
Well, then I'd be might be up in court for killing a rabbit.
No, no. I mean, there's coyotes that take care of rabbits.
Yeah, well, we're...
It's just, it's a sad thing. I mean, it's too bad that, you know, that... I didn't know that you could do that, that yeah. A neighbor could complain about a dog and...
And they won't tell you who. Like I said, just, you know, tell me the neighbor and I'll go talk to him about it.
Well, it's not like you leave her out all the time. She's just out for short periods of time.
Yeah, but...
Well, that's unfortunate.
Yep.
And really, it'd be nice if the neighbor just came and talked to you about it, right?
Yeah, exactly. As opposed to, and if there's a time they're sleeping, well, okay. I'll try to adjust my schedule to go around that so that they don't have to worry about it.
Yeah, but, that's unfortunate.
Oh, yep, well. A lot of people come by and say, where's your dog? And, you know, when I'm cutting the grass now, it's inside because I can't hear it. So, but they all look for it. So, poor tundra.
Yes, poor tundra.
Yeah, now I have to vacuum even more.
Right, because she's shedding. I don't know how she can possibly shed because you keep your house at 68 degrees. So
yeah, she sheds.
It's winter all the time at your house. I don't get it.
Yeah, I walked in that real humid, like the heat.
Yes.
I walked in. Woo, it is a little chilly in here.
You walked in your house and found it cold?
Yeah.
Really?
Yeah, it was like a wall, like you were walking into a freezer. I went, wow. Now, after I was in there for a few minutes, it didn't feel that way, but. It was cold.
But you know what? Just step down into your basement if you want to get a few degrees even colder because, yeah, it's cold down there.
Now, this is a question came in. I recently had a maintenance done on my furnace, and the technician suggested relocating our stored paint cans. He says it's a safety issue with the furnace and also the water heater.
I don't know so much about furnaces these days. If it's sealed combustion, if it's an old furnace and you've got an open pilot, then a couple of things. It's time to replace that furnace. But number two, yeah, anything that there's an open flame, like a water heater, if you have an open flame on a pilot for a furnace, then yes, you shouldn't be storing any types of fuels or combustibles around that. Even cat litter. Cat litter is really bad for... right around furnaces where they're taking internal combustion. And what I mean by that is they're taking air from within the basement to burn like water heaters do. So the cat litter actually, the ammonia is bad for the burn when you're taking it in and burning it, as well as the cat litter can dirty up the flame sense rod and cause you some nuisance. So cat litter, paints, fuels, any combustibles, all bad around your furnace.
And it will, what do you call, it can give off off-gassing when it hits the flame.
Yep.
And people don't real, and then that can really deteriorate that heat exchanger if it happens. So.
Well, hence, you know, what is it? Hairstylists. So in the day when there was... No, not sealed combustion, so not high efficiency. Whatever they would do with their hair dyes or whatever, it would rot out a heat exchanger immediately. I don't think furnace manufacturers warrantied heat exchangers in that situation.
Yeah.
Yeah.
Well, we have to be careful out there. Yep. You're listening to the Inch by Inch, the Home Comfort Show, presented by Peter Inch and Associates Heating and Air Conditioning. When we're not on the radio, you can reach us at 226-499-3752 or always online at peterinch.ca, and we will be right back. Well, welcome back to the Inch by Inch, the Home Comfort Show, presented by Peter Inch and Associates Heating and Air Conditioning. Earlier this week, I got a call from a guy that says, hey, I had my air conditioner disconnected. and I want it reconnected. You know, can you do it, and how much? And my first comment was,
Who disconnected it?
Take it disconnected. He said, no, I had a guy disconnected. I said, okay, did he seal the lines off? No, he didn't.
Oops.
I said, well, you may be better to buy a new air conditioner than spend the $800 to $900 to rehook up your present one, only to find out moisture and everything got in there.
And caused a problem. Yeah.
So why, you know, why, first of all, why would people disconnect and want to reconnect an air conditioner?
Well, sometimes they're doing some work around their area, so maybe they got a leak in the foundation, they got to dig that up, or maybe they're just doing re-landscaping things, maybe they don't like where it is and it's noisy, all kinds of reasons, but you really need to have it done properly by a professional company. So how did that, number one, my question is, how did the guy recover the refrigerant? If he didn't seal the lines, it may not be in the machine, so where did the refrigerant go? Did he just release it in the atmosphere? Because that's a big no-no. Is it recovered in the air conditioner? Lots of things. So,
and if it's R22...
Good luck. Yeah, because, yeah. Yeah, I mean, you could get it, but the cost of refrigerant is astronomical, so it's not even worth purchasing.
Now, when I said $800 to $900, he kind of gasped.
I'm sure he did.
You know, because I think he's thinking a couple $100. Why is it so much money?
Well, I mean, there's a lot of labor involved, because you're going to have to run a new line set. We're going to have to put a filter dryer in. We're going to have to evacuate lines. We've got to buy refrigerant to put in the system. The electrical, where's that going? Lots of questions. I think $800 or $900 might be cheap.
Yeah, and again, if it's a 20-year-old air conditioner, you might as well invest that into a new unit.
Yes.
Because by the time you hook it back up, it's like a fridge. You got an old fridge that's working in the basement.
Yes.
Now you decide you're going to move. You unplug it, move it to the new location, plug it back in, and it doesn't work.
Yeah.
And it's just like, I'm tired. I don't want to start again.
Yes.
And so a lot of these older units just give up the ghost, or problems will
start to occur, yes.
Yeah, quickly down the road. Yeah. So depending, you know, if it's over 15 years old, I would not be rehooking it up.
Yeah. I was at a customer's earlier this week, and it was moving an air conditioner, but first thing I do is I look at it to see if it's worth moving, and it was 8 years old, and I said, yes, it's worth moving.
Yeah.
So it's got life left in it. So we're moving it from one side of the house to the other. One of the benefit was the electrical was going to be shorter, so that was a good thing. I don't have to worry about running a new line, and then I'm just running a new line set. So, but that still, it still takes half a day to do that.
Right. It's not an hour's job.
No.
Because you got to pump it down, make sure you get everything out of the line, then recharge it, then test it. You know, and you're running brand new copper for that line.
Yes.
Both for the, and you could be running new electrical.
It could be this, but in this case, we got lucky because the electrical is running right by the new location. So yes.
Oh. So they'll like you for the first time in a long time. The install team will say, "Well, look at Steve was helping us out.
He was thinking this time instead of just going in and just selling something without giving it much thought, which I try not to do."
Now, I was, you know, on the game, putting that water heater in by myself.
Right,
you know, I was, when I looked at the venting, I went, ooh, I wonder if the sales guys looked at where this venting's going.
It's true, right, because we're supposed to see everything, and you can't always see everything, but we do our best to figure that out when we're in a home.
But it was definitely... it was going to be a challenge, but I had to leave before they did the venting.
Oh, before the challenge. I thought you installed the whole thing by yourself.
Well, I would have if I had tools.
I see, yes.
But again, I just came there. So I did all the pre-work.
Oh, did you? Okay.
And then left Josh and Brandon to do the rest of the work when they arrived.
That's good.
Now, with as we start to see that, I'll talk that green machine, the keep right square box.
Yes.
The units are getting a little bigger.
Yes. So yeah, that was so those are smaller rectangular units. But then now, when I explained to the customer, this thing's going to look different. It's going to be more like a cube and more upright, but it's going to be a bigger physical presence. So they were aware of that. But it's in that area where they don't really see it anyways, but, you know, hence the importance of maintaining it, keeping it clean, and then you'll have longevity if you try to do that.
And then a lot of cases are quieter.
Yes. Well, yeah. And in their case, you know, the machine noise isn't really an issue for them, but, I mean, it's still in your backyard, and you could still, you can still hear an air conditioner when it turns on. But these new units are very quiet, so that's a good thing.
Now, the Q, or what I call side discharge units, are they quieter?
Yeah, the side discharge units are really, really quiet. So just the way they're designed. So just instead of blowing, instead of the fan being on the top and the air coming off the top, the side discharge units, the fan's on the side, and it blows air out towards you. So those units are really, really quiet.
And that, and that's what the heat pump's like?
Yes, the heat pumps are like those. And so you'd be familiar looking at those. When you look at a new subdivision these days, you'll see a lot of side discharge units. That seems to be the way things are going. Whether they're putting ductless technology in those homes, I have no idea. I've never been in one. But you see a lot of side discharge units these days. They're smaller, so they don't take as much room in between houses as they're trying to cram homes together.
And we were on, you know, I think there was two calls this week all about heat pumps again, and the hybrid heat pump as well as the all-electric heat pump.
Yeah, lots going on with heat pumps. Lots of people are interested in that, so they are certainly very popular and gaining in popularity as people realize that there are rebates available, and heat pumps are certainly an option to consider when you're looking at upgrading your system.
Yeah. And it, and you know, we've dealt with heat pumps since, you know, like 78 or early 70s. And even Dean said to me, you know, you were kind of ahead of this heat pump curve. And I said, well, I've been here before.
Yes.
You know, I've seen it coming, and all the signs were the same. And,
yes.
And sure enough, now the heat pumps and rebates, and now they're trying to get the government to put rebates on the right heat pumps instead of just the high-end heat pump.
Right.
So they're doing some work with that.
Which is a good idea.
Yeah. And it's up to now, I think, $5,000?
Yes, $5,000.
But you have to replace furnace and heat pump?
Well, it needs to be a combined system, so they're not, you know, I mean, there's different situations going on, but you really need to talk to us or talk to a company like Amerispec. Like, they're an auditing company for the government. You know, they do those home assessments, energy efficiency assessments. They're well versed on all that stuff as well. So, and you can even go on some government sites to look at information as well.
So, you know, do your homework.
Yes.
You know, again, we always say don't do a panic buy. You know, we want you to be able to. So right now, perfect time to buy a furnace.
You know, great time to buy a furnace.
You
yes.
got the time to think about it and look it over.
And consider options for heat pumps, right?
Yeah, yes. Instead of, you know, it's January, I got no heat, and I need a furnace, and everybody, now you're living with it for 20 years.
Yes.
So,
yeah.
And we'll start talking about, you know, putting your air conditioner cover on pretty soon, Steve.
Oh, my goodness, that's not happening for months, but yes. Okay.
You know, get it washed.
No.
You got to wash it, get it dried.
Not talking about it.
You know, make sure it's ready to go.
Yeah, we're not talking about that yet.
You know,
yeah.
That's
great. You plan for that. That's fine. I'm not. Yeah. I'm going to wait.
You know, I power wash my lumber.
I'm going to wait till I say a snowflake before I worry about my air conditioning cover.
It's too late.
Well,
it's too late.
I'll be late. Snowflakes. Yeah. Snowflakes.
When we are not on the radio, you can reach us at 226-499-3752 or always online at peterinch.ca. To listen to this show or any of our shows, you can go to peterinch.ca and hit our podcast button at the top of the homepage. As we say at the shop, life is hard, buy the yard, buy from Inch, life's a cinch. We'll see you next week.
I'm not just a pawn in this game.
Three nights a week on Global.
They're putting targets on their back. Massive.
Drama.
I guess you could say I'm in a showman.
They're just so in love and so annoying. Enough.
Betrayal.
The guy just put up his best friend now.
And plot twists.
What is happening right now?
You'll never see coming.
If you're coming for me,
this is perfect.
I'm coming for you then.
It'll be a battle.
Like, it'll be war.
Big Brother Canada. All new Tuesdays, Wednesdays, and Sundays on Global. Stream on Stack TV.